This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Sean, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
And can we insult you in any other way, Sean, this morning as we get started?
I wasn't insulting Sean, just
right.
Where he lives.
Right. Gotcha. Did you say trivia?
Oh, it's very trivial.
Folks in the van thought they just hit a bump, and the radio just sort of had a little hiccup.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Brother J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. The wife sent her husband searching all over town for her favorite paper towel. I think it's safe to say he was a bounty hunter. A bounty hunt.
Yeah,
Ed.
No. I got it.
Huh?
I'm
trying to get all.
I'm really surprised you laughed at that one.
I just, you know.
Look, I'm trying to get the bad ones out of my system because tomorrow night I'm going to be doing stand-up comedy at a Wild Game dinner, Wade Baptist Church in Moss Point, just north of Pascagoula, Mississippi. So that's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Men, women, boys, and girls, it's free. Door prizes. And then I'll be there on Sunday preaching at both morning services. So I appreciate prayers, and if you're in the area, you're invited.
And I encourage people to go. JJ really, now he's very funny, most of the time. But he's also an excellent Bible teacher, an inspiring speaker, and a good preacher, too. The Lord will use him, so make sure you show up.
Well, I
you do a lot of those Wild Game.
I do a lot of the Wild Game, and here
I don't think that's appropriate at church. But anyway, that's
let me say
wild
something
games
about that.
Like that.
Bear, raccoon, squirrel, duck—it all tastes like chicken. So if you wonder, it's just a little different variation of
KFC. Do they
KFC.
Really? Not raccoon.
Absolutely. I have had barbecued raccoon, black bear. I will say it's real gamey and kind of wild and tough.
As opposed to what kind of bear?
Like a grizzly or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Grizzlies more.
They don't bring the grizzlies
here. More tender. They're tender.
I'd much rather be eaten by a black bear than a grizzly.
Now, squirrel and dumplings, that's some kind of yummy right there. And duck. Boy, duck is delicious.
I think I'd be more in line with going to a tame game supper. Than wild
where you get chicken that tastes like chicken, right?
Well, you know, these days they do have regular food, you know, because somebody might not really have a penchant for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're invited tomorrow night, Wade Baptist Church in Moss Point, Mississippi.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday, otherwise known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We got a lot of edumacation to happen today. And
you know what, Tim? Edumacation doesn't just happen, okay?
You're true.
You got to dig in.
Yeah.
Our students are going to have to put in the work.
Yeah, that's right.
They want to succeed.
Right. Like we did.
Like we did. Like
we
exactly.
did to get where we are today.
Speaking of education, we're looking out for you. We spring forward this weekend.
Yes.
So don't forget to set your clocks. We're going to lose an hour. And, Tim, since your birthday was Wednesday, you're going to have to set your clock 2 hours ahead. That's the new rule this year.
Is that what it is?
Well, here's the deal. After the state of confusion last night, that's one of the new rules that they implemented.
State of confusion. That's funny.
JJ, are you on cold medicine or something?
It's on fire.
You are
it's on
jacked
fire.
Up.
I'm just getting ready for tomorrow night.
You had four Red Bulls.
The guy that accidentally put Red Bull instead of water in this coffee, making coffee, he was halfway to work before he realized he left his truck in the driveway.
All right, so here's how we play trivia. We're going to ask three questions each, and you're going to ask us a trivia question. It's not first time callers only, right? It's
no.
not. So here's the rule today on who's eligible to call in. That is, if you haven't been on the air with us in 8 weeks, 8 week waiting period between calls. So if you haven't been on the air with us in 8 weeks, you can call in. New callers are welcome as well, first timers. Here's the phone number to ask and answer, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is our phone number. You have to be 11 years old.
Or older.
Or older to call in and be on the air with us for Trivia Friday. And What else? You got the mystery question?
Well, thing? We do. One of the nine questions we have is a mystery question. So we know what it is. The listeners don't. But if you call in and answer that question, you hear this sound.
Blood cowbell shall ring.
It shall ring.
And all the world will know. Do I need to do this again, or is it getting old, this trick I do with the...
I think you should come up with a new trick. Now, what you're talking about is where you balance... If you answer the mystery question correctly, folks, you win an AFR tumbler or travel mug. And what Tim does every Friday is he balances it on his head. That's right. I'm not kidding. It is a sight to behold. I think maybe you need to start working on some other, maybe, trick.
See, you know, this is a special treat.
Here I go.
Tim's mom is watching. She's looking
Linda.
Through the glass here, Miss Linda. Yes. And sweet, sweet lady.
Yeah,
this is what 4 years of college education
that's
gets
right.
You.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, I was going to mention a little bit later, but I'll mention now, my mom is watching the show today in studio. She lives not too far from here. Linda Wilman.
Yes.
My mom, whom without... I wouldn't be here today.
That's correct. Right.
I acknowledge that and recognize that. Anyway, she is here, and we posted a picture, she and I.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
You posted a picture of...
On Facebook.
Her and me.
Oh, who really cares, honestly?
Hey.
I'll go with her and me. I don't even know why I ask or second-guess myself. But her and me... Is that what you said?
No. Now, if it's the subject of the sentence, it's her and I.
And you call other people grammar Nazis. Okay. So anyway, I did ask the question. You answered it right. So we posted a picture on our Today's Issues Facebook page of my mom and me just prior to the show here.
That's
today,
right.
And she is watching from the
and
peanut
she
gallery.
She was a basketball star. That's true. And she went to Blue Mountain Christian College in North Mississippi. And
she was a teacher.
Your mom, she was a home ec teacher, very talented, very sweet. And your mom and dad were married for many, many years.
Yes, it's 1961, I think, Mom. 61? Yeah. Anyway, so real quick, and then we'll get to the show. So my mom, we're walking in the hall this morning, and she says to me, because mom, mom's 84. You'll be 84 in June, right? Anyway, she says, when you get older, you shrink.
Now,
she says you get shorter.
Yeah.
Well, that is
what that's important to a basketball star.
And I noticed. Yes. I noticed, mom, you'd lost like half an inch since last time we were walking down the hall. So anyway,
and the last time I saw her play basketball, she's not able to dunk anymore. So that's very discouraging.
Right. She can't dunk anymore. But anyway, played high school basketball. Once scored 52 points, 54.
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, she was a basketball star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, your Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. You ready to go to the phones, Ed?
Well, we got to give our questions first.
After we give our questions,
yes,
obviously.
And then I will be ready.
I've got wild game on my mind. I don't even want to give questions to Trivia Friday.
All right. Can you imagine if we had gone to the phones? Poor Becky in South Carolina is first up as well.
No, you're going to have to read our minds.
Huh? It's going to be slightly harder this week.
We're playing Kreskin edition.
All right, here are my three questions. On the original Star Trek TV series, the doctor's name was Bones McCoy. What was the character's actual first name? Bones McCoy on Star Trek, what was his actual
first name?
That sounds
like a cowboy, honestly.
Bones McCoy?
Yeah. Bones McCoy.
I'm with Tim. I'd follow him to round up the herd.
Yes.
Them doggies are following
Bones McCoy.
Bones around today. Watch them.
What'd you make for us for lunch, Bones? All right. In the 1944 Battle of the Bulge, German forces famously laid siege to a town in Belgium. What was the name of the town? What was the central town in the Battle of the Bulge? Third question, what is the all-time highest grossing R-rated film in North America? What is the all-time highest grossing R-rated film in North America? And in case you're saying, why are we talking about R-rated movies? I'll give you a hint. It is a Christian movie. All right. That's all I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Who in the Bible said, choose you this day whom you will serve? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Second question, how many U.S. states share a border with Mexico? How many U.S. states share a border with Mexico? Third question, true or false, redheads typically need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other hair color. During surgery, to be able to put them under, redheads typically need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other hair color. Is that true or false?
All right.
What are you laughing about?
No, well, just...
Okay, because now I have no idea whether this is true or false, but if that's true, you'd better always leave your hair its natural color.
I never even thought about that.
Dye it black, and then the anesthesiologist says, well, I didn't know she was redheaded. She wakes up in surgery.
Oh, all right. So here are my questions. The expression giving someone the, quote, third degree comes from where? All right. That's my first question. Where does that originate from, the expression the third degree?
That's a good question.
It always goes back to being a black belt in karate, don't it? Karate aftershave, third degree black belt, is always has to do with martial arts.
All right, here's my second question. What are the three longest running TV game shows in the U.S.?
Oh, these are good questions.
Yeah, they are.
What are the answers?
What are the three longest, you don't have to give them in order, but the three longest running TV game shows in the U.S. And finally, a question from the world of science. What are the two main sources of oxygen that we get for planet Earth? On planet Earth, what are the two main sources of oxygen without which we wouldn't even be doing this show today?
That's right.
We didn't have the where does our oxygen come from? That's the question. The two main sources. Everybody got that?
Got it.
Yes, let's
sir.
Go.
All right, we go to South Carolina, as I promised. And Becky is on the line. Becky, thank you for joining us on Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, our highly esteemed professors. And I do have my turban on, in case y'all didn't get your questions out. So.
You got your turban, what now?
Turban on.
Oh, your
Kreskin.
Oh, Kreskin, yes. That's Johnny Carson.
Hey, I'm that old. I know Johnny Carson. I'm old. I know it. I'm calling from the great state of South Carolina. Lamar is in Darlington County. And no, we don't have a Dollar General near. You have to go 5 miles to get to one.
Becky, it sounds like you've listened to the show before.
Yes, she has.
You've preempted every comment and question.
You have made... I cannot tell you how much you have made my day for the last 12, 14 years that I've been listening. I called once back in probably 06 or 08 when our kids were home, and my son still wears his T-shirt. So.
Oh, we need to bring those T-shirts back.
Yeah, man. You've made our day, Becky. Now,
man,
Darling,
those T-shirts rock, man. It gives them something to work on the car with.
Now, oh, no, that hurts.
Now, Darlington, you're in NASCAR country. You're in NASCAR country there, aren't
we,
you, Becky?
We are. Yeah. Right? We listen, absolutely. We listen to 90.5 Dillon as our station. And y'all have blessed us so much. Honestly, I only listen to the Trivia Friday, but you got me into the Monday through Thursday, too, dadgummit.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. Becky, let me just tell you, you called, you said, in 2006. And I just want to say I'm proud of you for observing the 18-year waiting period before calling back.
That's right.
Yes, that's what I thought.
That's right.
I thought it was 18 years.
I didn't realize we'd been going
that long. I thought it was 18. I'm so glad I got through today. Y'all are hilarious.
Where do the years go?
Real.
Man. All right, ask, answer, or both. Becky, what you want to do here?
Can we do please? I would like to do please. Okay. Can I ask, since you don't have any Texas toothpick jokes today, can I do the redheads?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It's true or false, Becky. Here's the question. Redheads typically need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other hair color. Is that true or false?
That is 100% true, because I'm a natural redhead who dyes my hair often, and I've woken up several times under anesthesia.
What? Yeah. It is 100%
true.
Good.
Well, and Becky, yep. Becky's attesting
yep.
to it.
Yeah. I the Irish. I can't keep them down.
So you got how many?
The Irish.
How many babies did you have?
I had enough. Three. We have three children.
Three.
We
what I'm getting at yeah. is that was three times you had to yeah. you had to make sure you got the right anesthesia.
Here's the deal. Forget the saddle block. Bring a saddle block and a ball peen hammer. It's going to take a whole lot to keep me under while y'all are doing whatever you're doing. Can y'all believe that 20% more anesthesia?
Well,
and to your point, people better tell the truth about their hair color so they don't wake up while somebody's working on their intestines.
But I don't know. Becky, what was it like to wake up in the middle of surgery? I mean, were you in terrible pain?
I was loopy, but I think that's normal for me. No, I woke up and I heard them talk, and I said, well, I could teach your daughters because I teach piano. And the surgeon went, I think we need some more anesthesia over here.
Wow. Yeah.
They were talking about their children, and I was analyzing
I would be saying I'm suing you.
Well, hey, well, look. And
I'm suing all of you.
Well, look, and how many?
I'm going to own this hospital.
Look, and how many times did that happen before because you would think, well, surely hair color is not a factor.
Yeah.
And then after the people that went through that over and over and over said, hey, we've discovered something, and who would have thunk it?
Yeah. All right.
What's your question for us, Becky?
Yeah,
Becky.
More stubborn. Mm-hmm. It's a Bible question.
Okay. I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
According to the Gospels, what is the name of the angel who declared Christ's birth to the shepherds? Shepherds.
Okay, hang on, Becky. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here for a minute. Don't say yes or no.
Was it a name?
I don't think he was named. Was it? Was
the archangel?
I thought it was an angel appeared.
That's right. I think.
You think he was it Gabriel? I don't think so.
I'm going to say Gabriel, but it wasn't named.
We'll
a little
Gabriel
bit of a trick
too.
Question, but I'm going to say Gabriel because he showed up a lot.
All right, I'm going to say I don't think it was
unknown angel.
I think it was unknown angel, undercover angel.
Had a paper bag on
his head. An Asian angel.
Who was it?
His name was Lo. His name was Lo.
Oh, he's an Asian.
The angel of the Lord.
There you go.
So Gabriel.
Like Andy. Andy
that's
walks with
JJ.
Me. Andy talks with me. Hey, thank
Andy
you.
Andy walks with me, yes. Andy.
Becky, you made our day. Yeah. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Just give me 10 seconds on this. She said Asian, didn't she? Asian angel?
No, she said Lo.
Lo was his name. It was a joke, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought she meant like, well, never mind. It's.
Well, I did know a guy who
named Lo?
Who was Asian. His name was Lo Key.
Okay.
He was very laid back.
Yeah. Back to the phones, Ed. Okay.
I just couldn't help it. JJ's rubbing off.
There are some trails we could take right there. In that conversation, which JJ's and I are thinking about, but I think it would be a waste of time.
Okay.
In the end.
We go to Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning,
Hello?
Brother John. Where are you calling from?
This is I'm calling from Tyler, Texas, but this is John, formerly of Cut and Shoot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John.
Long-time listener, many-time caller. And Tyler now.
Yeah, John, does your wife have red hair? Because I got good news and bad news for you, if she does.
Yes, she's a redhead.
Well, then you already know. Hey, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I want to do both, but first I want to congratulate Tim, on being 732 months old.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You make it sound a little worse when you put it like that.
But March 6th was my birthday.
Three of the four siblings all have the same birthday. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Three of the four all the same birthday.
All right. And which question you want to answer,
and also,
John?
I do want to thank AFR and Tim for having Reverend Wildman's the program that comes on.
Oh yeah, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah, it's my turn.
I look forward to that like I used to look forward to Paul Harvey. He's in, I think, of your dad the same way.
Well, that's a very complimentary of you, Brother John. Yeah, we air the It's My Turn commentary by my father.
It's still excellent.
Yeah.
Even
those are timeless.
Yeah, timeless, yeah.
Stories. All right, answer, or both, John.
Okay, I want to do both. And one, I know the Battle of the Bulge question, I believe.
All right, well, here's the question, John.
Does this have to do with after Christmas?
Well, many people fight a losing battle.
Yeah. Tryptophan question.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. In the 1944 Battle of the Bulge, German forces famously laid siege to a town in Belgium. What was the name of the town?
It was Bastogne.
That is correct.
Oh!
And that is
John?
A mystery question.
All right.
Way to go, John. You're the man. You know your World War II history. That was a big, by the way, it's my mom, who's here watching the show, a good friend of hers, the man, his dad fought in the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, wow. A lot of hardship and suffering in that battle for U.S.
A lot of history there. Yeah.
Lost one of his limbs.
Mm. Oh.
So that we have a family connection to them.
Yeah, we can't say thank you enough to those of you who have served and who are currently in uniform.
All right. John.
So, John, make sure you know the drill when we're finished with you on the air. Don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will get an AFR travel mug out to you ASAP. So, well played, sir. What's your question for us?
Okay. St. Patrick's Day is coming up here pretty quick. And St. Patrick in Latin was pronounced Patricius. What does that word mean?
Okay, hang on one second, John. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I think it has something to do with father. I think because, you know, the pater familiar. Well, that would be pater.
And
rather than
got Padre.
You know what? I think I'm wrong on that one.
I don't know. I'm
going to say it has something to do with snakes.
Okay.
With the snakes on the island and all that.
All right. All right. So we got one guess. I don't really know.
Snakes. How close are we?
Well, it actually means nobleman.
Nobleman?
I was close.
Nobleman.
Yeah. And JJ, since you brought it up, maybe feel free to use this unless you already, you already know. Why did St. Patrick drive snakes out of Ireland?
Because they couldn't drive themselves. They didn't have their driver's license.
No, because they didn't have legs. They couldn't walk.
There you go.
Hey, John, great trivia.
Stay on the line so we can send you that travel mug.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on winning the mystery question.
All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, more of Trivia Friday. We'll reset our questions and go back to the phones. We have Larry in Alabama, Lori in Georgia, Bob in Texas, Barry in Tennessee, and more are on the board calling in. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Again, we'll be back in a few minutes. Please join us. I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
All right. We had a Vinny Barbarino question last week, so I thought we'd play a little Welcome Back, Cotter. Question from last week was, what was the name of John Travolta's character on the popular 70s sitcom show, Welcome Back, Cotter? And Vinny Barbarino was the answer.
One of those names where you just like saying it.
Vinny
Barbarino. Kind of like Vivek Ramaswamy Swami.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
I think that Vinny was a little easier to say.
Yeah. Yes. All right, repeat our questions, then back to the phones.
All right. On the original Star Trek TV series, the Doctor's character was Bones McCoy. What was the character's actual first name? I'm talking about on the show. Second question, what is the all-time highest-grossing R-rated film in North America? And in case you're wondering why I'm talking about an R-rated film, it was a Christian movie. So there's a hint for you. Third question, I'll add one. In the book of Acts, who is the first Gentile non-Jewish convert? I'm explaining what Gentile means, non-Jewish. In the book of Acts, who is the first Gentile or non-Jewish convert? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Who in the Bible said, choose you this day whom you will serve? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Second question. How many U.S. states share a border with Mexico? How many U.S. states share a border with Mexico? I'll add one, and I'll, since my true or false question got answered, I'm going to add another true or false question. True or false, a cockroach can live 9 days without its head before it dies of starvation. A cockroach can live 9 days without its head. Who is that true or false?
Does he have a say in this? I would want, would you want to live like that?
If this
Listen,
is...
I've gone days... My wife says I've gone hours without using my heads. So
look, if this is true, a whole lot of teams have missed the mark, saying we're the Cougars, we're the Mustangs, we're the Bears.
Yeah.
You say we're the Cockroaches, and you say, well, what? They can live 9 days after their heads cut off.
That's right.
You're unstoppable.
The cockroach says to the chicken, watch this.
Here's the deal. Where did the cockroach cross the road for? Well, he didn't have to even worry about it. The chickens and the possums were all out there, but he could last 9 days no matter what.
All right, my question is, if you can get this question correctly without looking it up, I'll send you an AFR stainless steel travel mug, okay? So you get one of these if you can answer this question without looking it up. What are the three longest-running TV game shows in the U.S.? Number two, the expression the third degree, where do we get that from? Where does that originate from? If somebody says, well, they
gave me the third
degree. They gave me the third degree.
That's
where
good.
Where does that
good
come
quest,
from?
Right.
And finally, from the world of science, we have two main sources of oxygen in this world, on this planet, and I want to know what they are. I want to know what they are. There's one of them is pretty commonly known, but the other one maybe not so much. So there you go. Those are my questions. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Alabama, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good to be back.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. No, I won't go there. Larry, Thank you for calling. And where you live in Alabama?
I'm the Quad Cities, Larry.
The only the one there?
Cities, well, there you as go. Opposed to Mobile,
yeah,
Larry.
I've called in before.
Yes, sir.
Montgomery, Larry.
Muscle Shoals, Sheffield, Tuscumbia, and Florence. How'd I do, Larry?
You got it, 100%.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to try both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try the three game shows.
Uh-oh.
All right, yeah, you got a a stainless steel travel mug.
Riding on this.
Made in Angola. And we're gonna send
made in Angola.
That is what it says.
So totally random.
So Larry, it's up to you whether you pick the box or the curtain to see how well you do on this.
Chili. Anyway, all right. Here's a question that Larry's gonna answer, and that is this: what are the three longest running TV game shows in the U.S.? And you're gonna answer this without looking it up. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Price is Right, Jeopardy, and I need a little help with this. I can't think of the name of it, but it was Vanna White and Pat Sajak. I can't.
All right, we'll do it. We'll do it for you. We'll do. You ready for it? Wheel of Fortune.
There you go.
You got it right.
That's all three.
You got him right, and
make a deal.
He got him in order. No, but that's top 10. But yeah, so Larry, you got it right.
Wow, way to go, Larry.
Price is Right has been on for 60 years.
Wow.
Jeopardy, he did say Jeopardy, didn't he?
Yes.
Number two, 54 years. And Wheel of Fortune has been on for 48 years.
Has Pat Sajak been doing it the whole time?
Yeah. I was going to save that question till next week. But
Pat, all right. Pat Cockroach Sajak?
Yeah. Right. Wheel
of
Fortune.
But you can still use it.
Listen.
That's remarkable.
So what was those were the three, and you got them right, Larry. Way to go.
Now he won. Was that up? Was a
travel mug.
Travel mug.
Hey, just a personal anecdote to the to that question. I had my aunt, she's deceased, but my aunt, she went to New York, and this would have been in the 60s, and she appeared on The Price is Right, and she won furniture.
Wow.
How cool
is that?
Yeah, you want to touch me?
I do.
Well, yeah. I mean, you didn't do it.
I'm like gold.
No, but I'm
related.
As long as you got that. As long as him and Kevin Bacon, if there's a space between him and Kevin Bacon and his aunt, that's a big deal.
Terrible watching that show. I could never guess anything close to the
price. The Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Price is Right. Oh, yeah. All right. So, anyway, Larry, way to go, brother. And what's your question for us?
Let's see. Mount Everest is located in what mountain range? The Andes,
Himalayas.
The Alps,
right.
Or the Himalayas?
Himalayas. Tim Wildman knew that.
You turned Himalayas into seven syllables there, Larry. That was quite impressive, brother. That's down home Himalayas right there. But we got it right? Himalayas?
Yeah, yes, sir. You nailed it. Yeah. Himalayas.
Mount Everest, that's over Nepal area.
I think that's right.
Yeah, it's over there. But
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's over there. Anyway,
I just put on a new Dollar General at the foot of it, so that's good. Get your.
We knew we'd have the Dollar General joke in. Anyway, you got to go west of Arkansas to get there.
You can get anywhere going west of Arkansas. Right.
Hey, Larry, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, Larry, stay on the phone.
That's right.
We're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will get an AFR travel mug from Chile right to your door.
Price is Right, number one, Jeopardy, number two, and Wheel of Fortune, number three, the longest three running game shows in the U.S.
Did you guys ever watch any of those?
I watched them all.
Periodically.
Here and there.
Right.
When hockey is
kind of hard to miss, you know, with them being on so long.
Jeopardy, I guess of those three, I like Jeopardy best. Well, it's Jeopardy's a lot of trivia like we do here.
That's right.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Lori is on the line. Is it on your mind, too?
Yeah.
All right, Lori, welcome to Trivia.
Hi there. Yes,
hey.
Hi.
Hey, Lori.
It's been a while.
It sure has, Lori. We've been wondering where you've been.
Oh, I've been trying. I'm still here. I've been trying and trying.
We hadn't seen you in church the last couple of weeks. Maybe wondering where you were.
Rumor was you had a gambling problem, but it was just a rumor. I told everybody that, you know, that shouldn't be sharing rumors.
Right.
You know,
so that's right.
I don't do it.
Well, some people say.
Some people say.
I don't say it, but yep, some people say.
Hey, Lori, ask, answer, or do both.
Mm-hmm. I would like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
JJ's Bible question.
Okay, here's the question. Who in the Bible said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
It was Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, Jericho.
All right.
Jericho, nicely done.
Joshua fits the battle of Jericho. And the walls came tumbling down.
Hey, you got a nice voice.
Nicely done.
Absolutely, nice little
Lori.
extra to answering
I'm
the question.
I'm doing a lot of it.
When did you learn that song? That song goes back to, like, vacation Bible school. Days,
oh,
right?
I've known it for... Yeah.
Since you were a kid.
Well, longer than Wheel of Fortune's been on?
Oh, longer than that. Probably.
Yeah. Hey, and that's Joshua 24:15, and there is a little more to the... verse, because he was just finishing up his life and career. Choose you this day whom you'll serve, the gods across the river, or, you know, the one true God, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You see it on a lot of plaques and t-shirts and things. Very, very bold declaration, words to live by.
He also said, if you think it evil to serve the Lord, then choose whom you will serve.
There you go. Hey, what's your question for us, Lori?
My question, it's a baseball question.
Tim is ready.
Right now.
Bring it.
Oh, good. Can you tell me what is a double overhanded yellow hammer?
A double overhanded yellow hammer?
I seen one out in the yard once when me and the missus were getting into bird watching. And I said, that looks like, right there on the feeder, that looks like a double overhanded, underhanded yellow hammer.
I'll tell you what it sounds like, Lori. Sounds like a drink.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yeah. I don't drink alcohol.
Now, how do you guys?
I'm just saying that sounds like something you get at the bar. That's give me a double hammer.
Right there.
I've had a long day. I need a double hammer.
Hey, what about you guys, both of you, baseball aficionados?
I've never heard that. I've never heard that.
No, wait. So,
say it again. What is it?
Go ahead.
It's a double overhanded yellow hammer.
It's going to be some kind of pitch, guys. Like a screwball or some kind of secret weapon pitch.
I've never heard that at all.
I haven't either.
That expression.
All right, what's the answer?
It is the curveball.
Why don't you just say curveball?
Why do you call it that? Curveball is a double overhanded yellow hammer.
Now, did somebody in your neighborhood say that, or was that one of the original names of it?
It's an Indian word.
You will hear it. If you listen to the Braves Radio Network, you will hear it once in a while.
Braves.
The Braves Radio Network. Okay.
Said it, Tim. Mm-hmm. You called it.
I listen to the Braves.
Yeah. Indian word. Yeah, there you go. The Braves, are they going to be good this year?
I think so.
Everybody's good before they start the season, aren't they?
Bullpen, and of course, Acuna is the number one player in all everything.
Now, I haven't watched in a while. Is Dale Murphy still playing?
Oh, no. Well, there is a Sean Murphy. There is a Murphy on the team. He's the catcher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got to start watching it again.
Yeah. The 90s or something.
Glenn Mother Hubbard's not at second base. thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.
Lori.
That was you're going all the way back to
that's the 90s.
the '80s,
probably.
Those the '80s.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's you're talking
'80s. '90s, they had all those good pitchers.
Yeah, yeah, the '90s. Yeah, teams. But the '80s, that's when WTBS came on and the Braves went national.
Mm-hmm. And poor Dale Murphy. That was before like a lot of free agency and stuff like that. That guy was just stuck on a bad team. Great ball player. Went to the All-Star game every year.
MVP for 2 years, yeah. Dale Murphy.
I saw him play in the old stadium. And so I don't know when they
put
the
Fulton Duke. County or the one between Olympic, that second stadium.
I don't remember that. I know we pulled up in horse and wagon. So wherever they were whenever we hitched. They had a hitching post out front. No, you know, how long has that new stadium been right there on the interstate? How long?
About 5 years.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. If you want to listen to any of our – we've got the trivia shows. We've got a backlog in podcasts, so I don't know how far it goes back, a year or so or longer, who knows. But if you want to listen to some of our prior trivia shows, just go to AFR.net, click on podcast, and then click on Trivia Friday.
Tim, since you're giving a little bit of housekeeping, can I make mention of something? Easter, the end of March, which right around the corner, we've got our Easter buttons. So it's time sensitive. Christmas time, that's very popular. Our Christmas buttons, kind of a silent witness wear, say this is the real reason for the season. Same thing for our Easter buttons. But if you wanted to order those, you want to probably want to do that pretty quickly so we can get those to you in the mail. You can go to our store, AFA Resources.
Resources.afa.net.
That's right. Very attractive Easter buttons, and you can just be in line without saying anything, and people can see that button, and just a nice little, as I said, witness wear.
Back to the phone, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas, and Bob is on the line. Bob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello, professors.
Thank you, Brother Bob. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in the big city of Greenville.
Okay, yeah, that's where our station is. You know that already, but.
Yeah, I live about 5 miles from the tower.
Okay.
So yeah. I get really, really good reception on it. You know, I can pick you up all the way down to Waco on that tower, but I can't pick you up in Sulphur Springs.
Huh. Now, we have a different radio station down in Waco. You sure that's not it?
No, it's the same one.
If you're that close to the tower.
The station all the way down there.
Yeah, if he's that close to the tower, he hears the AFR coming through
the poster
occasionally.
You would think that if we could do that with our AFR signal there, the Cowboys could win one playoff game. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, Bob?
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
But anyway. All right, Bob, thanks for calling, brothers, and thanks for listening there. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to try to answer the Star Trek question about Bones McCoy.
All right, Bob, here's the question. On the original Star Trek TV series, the Doctor's character was Bones McCoy. What was the character's actual first name?
I believe it was Leonard.
It was. It was Leonard McCoy.
Nicely done.
Way to go. Yep.
Yeah.
Leonard, that was his name?
Thank you.
Where was he from?
Iowa, somewhere.
Iowa?
Yeah.
Just made it up to the Star Trek five-year launching, huh?
I think Captain Kirk was from Iowa.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't think of anything else, so I went with Kirk's.
Now, whichever one of you guys said that he'd make a good cowboy, that's still stuck in my head, Tim, because a lasso and some spurs and a name like Bones McCoy, I'd follow him anywhere up the trail.
That, right. Them doggies are following, too.
I think you just like saying doggies.
I don't even know what they are, but.
The cow.
I hear people. Yeah.
Come on, little doggies.
Come here, little doggie. Yeah. Huh?
You don't hear it much now.
Are they cattle? Is that what doggies are called? Is that cattle?
I think they're just cattle. I think that's.
And I'll tell you what else is a cattle name is heifer. You don't hear that much unless somebody's talking about their neighbor.
No, yeah.
Neighbor
that's,
next door.
And that's really hurtful.
That is.
When you refer to people that
that's
way.
That's exactly right. We don't recommend that at all.
That's right.
All right. What's your question for us, Bob?
We're stuck right there. We got to move on. There's nowhere to go.
Okay,
good.
This is a basketball question. Who was the first professional basketball player to be accredited with shattering a glass back?
Okay, I think I know this.
All right, don't say yes or no, Bob.
The guy who was the rifleman. That sounds crazy, but the rifleman.
Oh, no,
I know who it is, Bob. I think I know who it is. JJ may be right. You're talking about Chuck
Connors.
Okay.
You may be right. A professional water skier, basketball player, and he was the rifleman.
Okay, are you talking about like in an NBA game, Bob? Bob?
It shattered because the basketball goal was put on there wrong.
Okay, his nickname was the Chocolate Thunder. And
Tim knows it all.
He was played for the Philadelphia 76ers.
It wasn't
wasn't Malone. He was Dawkins.
Yeah.
Daryl
Dawkins. Is that right?
Is that it?
No, it was Chuck Connors.
Oh.
JJ.
Wait, he played in the NBA?
I tried to tell you guys. He was amazing.
Not only that, but he played professional baseball also.
Professional baseball.
He played in games?
Professional basketball,
team?
Water skier, professional water skier, and on the rifleman. And I can do two things well. That's not fair. There's nothing fair in the universe when you look at that.
Chuck Connors, NBA? Okay, then. I guess so.
But now who's the dude?
Yes,
Bob, do you know who Tim's talking about? Because he had a lot of good basketball trivia on that guy.
No, well, Chocolate Thunder, I have no idea who that is.
Okay. You sure he wasn't a wrestler?
This would have been probably 1980, 81, 79, right in there. His name was Daryl Dawkins. He played for he was 6'11", just a monster, like Shaq O'Neal, except maybe even more muscular. And he shattered a basketball goal with a dunk.
With a dunk.
In a game, in an NBA game. And his nickname was Chocolate Thunder.
Right.
He went on to be a wrestler. I've seen him come off the turnbuckles against
Chocolate Thunder?
Yeah, against the Kentucky Headhunters and the Lawler, the King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went down. All right.
All right. Bob.
Thank
you, brother. You have a great weekend. Don't forget to turn your clocks forward, right?
Yeah, spring forward.
Okay, JJ, way to go on the answer. Just a little to add to that, according to the Wikipedia page on Chuck Connors, he was one of only 13 athletes in the history of American professional sports to have played in both a Major League Baseball, played for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs, and the NBA, played for the Celtics. In 46 to 48.
Wow.
That's a lot of talent right there.
40-year film and television career. Anyway, that's stunning.
I'm going to have about three stories to tell my grandkids.
Right.
And he's sitting out there on the porch saying, well, what do you want? What topic? You just name a topic, and I'll tell you about the time I did this.
I know. And then the rifleman.
Yeah.
Right? Which, that wasn't too shabby.
No, that was a great show.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. I think the best thing we can do at this point, because we're going to run out of time, is repeat our questions, and then we don't have to do it when we come back from the break.
Right.
Okay? Repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. And JJ, I tell you, before we do that, JJ, you got your – what do you got there?
Got a little calendar here. Tomorrow,
your calendar, right?
Yes, tomorrow afternoon, 4:00, Wild Game Dinner at Wade Baptist Church in Moss Point, Mississippi, Sunday morning. The morning, two morning services. I'll be preaching March the 21st.
You're going to preach two?
Yes.
Same message?
Yes, sir. And the two early
same jokes?
No jokes on Sunday morning.
Okay.
March the 21st. Stand-up comedy at Hillcrest Baptist Church in New Albany, Mississippi, to benefit First Choice Center for Women. March the 23rd, stand-up comedy, North Iowa Community College, fundraiser for the North Iowa Christian School. That's Mason City, Iowa. They've already sold 600 tickets.
Wow.
And that's March the 23rd.
That's
and,
huge.
That's a big auditorium. There are still tickets available, and they're cheaper now if you get them than they will be at the door.
I see a big long list of places you're going to be going. Where can folks go to see that calendar?
JJJasper.com, and the calendar may or may not be up to date.
You say that every week.
JJJasper.com, but some wonderful opportunities in Texas and Arkansas and Alabama. I'm so grateful for these open doors, and I honestly covet your prayers for these opportunities.
All right, here are my three questions. Oh, well, that one was answered, so I will add another one. What is the all-time highest-grossing R-rated film in North America? It is a Christian film. In the book of Acts, who was the first Gentile, that is, non-Jewish convert? And how much of the earth is covered by water? Is it roughly 50%, 60%, 70%, or 80%?
How many U.S. states share a border with Mexico? Second question, a cockroach can live 9 days without his head, true or false? Third question, I'll add one. Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here"?
What is the origin of the expression, the third degree? Where does that come from? When you give somebody the third degree, what's the origins of that expression? And number two, two main sources of oxygen on planet Earth. What are they? I want to know the answer to that question. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll roll on with more calls from across the country.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.